Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all having an amazing day. Now today I've got for you just one epic entitled parent story. To give you a little intro into what this story is all about, well, when a family moves into a neighborhood, they bring with them not one, not two, not three, not even four, but eventually five cars. Now on a small residential cul-de-sac, as I'm sure you can imagine, that proves to be relatively problematic, as we'll soon find out, with OP eventually being forced to call a tow truck company because this family park on her property. Neighbor kept parking on my property, so I had him towed. Hello everyone. First thing is that this issue just happened this week, and I am so mad that I'm shaking as I type this. I'm going to apologize up front if I ramble, but I honestly can't believe this actually happened. First off, some backstory. I'm a single mother of two teenage boys, and I live in a nice, quiet neighborhood at the end of a cul-de-sac. Every house on this street has a garage, and I'm the only one that has a single car and parks in my garage. Almost every house on this street is a family home, with at least three cars, but most have more. Some will park in their driveway, and some will park on the street. It's never been a problem, since everyone is considerate on how they park, and no one has ever had an issue with getting in and out of the street. In addition, I tend to keep myself to myself. I'm not antisocial, and I wave and say hello to my neighbors when I come and go from my home, but usually, when I get home, I stay home. So, I say all of this to give you an idea that I'm a homebody, and my neighbors pretty much know that when I get home, I stay home. About 6 months ago, the house to my right was sold to a larger family that consisted of a dad, a mum, and three teenagers. The day they started moving in, I made a point to go over to the edge of the property to wave and greet them in order to welcome them to the neighborhood. They were friendly, and I was happy to have such nice people move in next door. Also, note, this family used their garage for storage and thus parked their four cars in their driveway. I didn't know at the time, but their youngest son was just months away from his 16th birthday. Now that you have a little information, on to the story. Today is Monday afternoon, and this story began last Tuesday. Around 6 p.m. on Tuesday, I received a knock on the door, and it was the dad of the new neighbors. The following is our conversation. "Good evening, how are you?" he said. I replied to him, talking through the screen door. "We're okay. I'm sorry, I can't open the door because my youngest came home from school with a sore throat today, and so I'm not exactly sure what's going on with him. How are you, and how can I help?" "Ah, I'm sorry to hear that, and I hope it isn't anything serious." "Yeah, we're okay. My son just turned 16 a few weeks ago, and I'm sure you saw the new truck we bought him." "Yeah, I did. It's such a pretty truck, and it's big. Does he like it?" "Yes, he does. It's what he wanted, so we got it for him. Yes, it is very big, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about." Let's take a brief pause here and understand that when I say this truck is very big, it is very big. It's an F-350. I personally think it's too much of a vehicle for a kid learning to drive, but it's not my money, so to each their own. I don't understand what you're getting at," I reply. "Well, we've been getting complaints from some of the other neighbors that his truck is so big that they can't get around it when they're driving through, and we're afraid that it might get sideswiped if he continues to park it in the streets." "Yeah, I've had some intense moments trying to get around it myself, but I'm sure he'll get better at parking as he gets more experienced. I'm not sure what this has to do with me, though. I haven't complained." "Oh, no, I know you haven't complained, which is why I was going to ask if he could use your driveway to park, since you don't use it." I was very stunned at this. No, I do use my driveway when I leave and come home. I can't get to my garage without using my driveway. Besides, I have issues with depth perception, and your son's truck is so big, it will take up most of my driveway, and I don't want to be responsible for any damage that might happen while it's on my property." I mean, what a polite way to say, "No, your son can't park his car on my property, obviously." "Well, we'll make sure that he parks so that it will allow you to come and go without any issues." "Yeah, no, that isn't possible. The only way he can park to allow me to get around him is if he parks halfway on my lawn, and that wouldn't work because then he'd be damaging my lawn. If you're concerned about his truck getting damaged, then just let him park in your driveway and put one of your other smaller cars in the streets. Well, we've already discussed that, and we'd actually have to park two cars in the street in order for him to use the driveway. Look, it would be very easy for him to just park in your driveway, and I can assure you that it will not be an inconvenience to you. Again, you don't even use your driveway. I'm sorry, but the answer is no. I'm not going to be responsible for his vehicle on my property, and I need to be able to come and go without worrying about someone else's car. Now, the dad was actually very upset by this point. Well, you are not being very neighbourly. I thought you were a nice woman. You don't use your driveway, and this would benefit the whole neighborhood. At this point, I lose my temper. Listen, I told you no, and I do use my driveway every time I pull into my garage and every time I leave. Look, I'm sorry you don't have enough parking for all your vehicles. I'm sure it's frustrating, but it's not my problem that you decided to buy a vehicle that didn't fit in your property. Now, while I also find it irritating to try and navigate the road with that truck in the way, it is public parking, and so I deal with it. I'm not going to have anyone else's vehicle parking on my property, though. Now, if you don't mind, I've got a sick kid and I need to get back to him. Have a good day. With that, I closed the door and then looked out the peephole and saw him give me the bird before he turned to leave. I just shook my head and had to take a moment to understand that I actually just had that conversation. I then loaded my son into the car and left to take him to minor emergency to get him checked out. All tests came back negative, and I was told he probably had a run-of-the-mill virus, and to keep him home and do self-care. I was told to bring him in if it gets worse, but not to worry. I went to work the next day and told my co-workers the story of my neighbour's request, and they were shocked. I had one co-worker suggest that I send an email to my HOA to explain what happened, just to get it on record, because it was such an odd request. I took her advice, and I typed up an email that day when I was at lunch, and sent it. For those who want to know, it was just an FYI email, not a complaint. It basically stated that my neighbour made a request to park on my property, and that when I declined, he got mad at me, and I wanted it on record, just in case anything ever happens. So I'm very glad that I sent this email. So, Friday comes, and my youngest son has been homesick since Tuesday afternoon. On Friday evening, I checked him, and he had begun to run a fever, and was complaining about several other things. I've been doing self-care with him since Tuesday, and he didn't appear to be getting any better. Around 7 p.m, I decided to take him back to minor emergency, and loaded him up in the car. I opened my garage door, and I was absolutely shocked to see that very big F-350 sitting in my driveway, blocking me. I can't describe to you how angry I was to see that vehicle sitting there. So, I get out of my car and stomp over to my neighbor's house and bang on their door. This time, it was the mum who answered the door, and this was our conversation. She was irritated and kind of angry. "Can I help you? You're interrupting our dinner." "Your son is parked in my driveway after I told your husband he couldn't. I need to take my son to minor emergency, and that truck is blocking me in." It's at this time that the dad walks up behind the mum and proceeds talking. "He isn't blocking you in. You can get around him." "No, I can't. You need to move that truck, or I'm going to call the police and a tow truck. I need to get my son to see the doctor." The dad then turns to call for his son, and then turns back to me. "He's not blocking you, but fine. I'll have him move it." "Yeah, it doesn't matter whether you believe he's blocking me in or not. He's not allowed to park in my driveway. No one is allowed to park in my driveway. And if I find an unauthorized vehicle parked in my driveway again, I'm not gonna bother knocking on your door. I'm gonna have it towed." It was at this time that I saw the son arrive at the door with his keys in his hands, and I turned to leave and head to my car to wait for him to move his truck. And I heard him call me that famous B word every woman has heard at least once in her life. I ignored him and headed to my car and watched as he got in and, after some effort, finally was able to back out of my driveway, parking his truck in the street a little way down the road. I was able to leave and take my son to minor emergency, where, as we waited for several hours to be seen, I shot off another email to my HOA about what had just happened. I want to advise that the HOA had already responded the day before that they received my email, made a note of it, and advised my property was my own, and that I could give or deny access to it as I wish. It was this email string that I responded to while waiting for my kid to be seen. Again, all tests administered to my son came back negative, and I was told it was a run-of-the-mill virus and that he'd be fine. The virus just had to run its course. I took him home and called it a day. Saturday evening, my oldest started complaining of a sore throat, and I was starting to feel poorly myself. My youngest appeared to be getting better, so I figured that whatever he had, we were getting. So we stayed in all day Saturday and Sunday. Sunday evening, at about 5:30, my oldest son spiked a fever, and while it came down a little, it didn't come down enough. So I loaded him in the car, and off to minor emergency we went. The only one I could find that was open on Sunday at this time was on the other side of town, so I had to drive 20 minutes just to get there. We ended up waiting for 3 hours just to get in the door, and then another 45 minutes until we saw the doctor. After a few more hours and all of his tests coming back negative, the doctor did state that she could hear some wheezing in his lungs, so she prescribed an inhaler for him to help him, but basically told me the same thing, he's got a run-of-the-mill virus and to let it run its course. I had to drive even further to the only 24-hour pharmacy available to pick up the inhaler, and we didn't get back to the house until almost midnight. Guys, you can probably see where this is going, but let me set the scene for you. My son is half asleep in the passenger seat and complaining that he just wants to go home. I'm exhausted, feeling drained, and having coughing fits myself, and I'm just looking forward to going to bed, when I round the corner and saw that truck sitting in my driveway.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This time I couldn't even pull in because he was blocking me. And I also noticed that he was parked partially on my lawn. I was so mad I could hardly see straight. I googled and found a 24-hour tow truck service and explained that I had an unauthorized vehicle on my property that I needed towing. The woman said it would be about 30 minutes before they could get a truck there, and I said that that was fine. In the meantime, I walked my kid to the house and put him to bed, and then quickly went outside and took a picture from the street to show just how much of the driveway he was taking and that he was also parked on my lawn. I could not understand why they would park in my driveway again after I told them no. And the only thing I could come up with is that since there had been no activity at my house for hours, that my neighbors probably assumed I was in for the night and wouldn't notice the truck in my driveway. This is pure speculation, but it is normal for me to be in there for the night, especially after 6 o'clock. I don't know if they missed me leaving or just saw me leave but figured I was home, but it really doesn't matter because I told them they couldn't park on my property. It was about 12:30 a.m. when the tow truck arrived, and I half expected my neighbours to come running, but there wasn't any activity from them, and the driver left with the truck without incident. I went in, shot off another email to my HOA, along with pictures and an explanation that I had towed the vehicle, and then I went to bed. At 6 a.m. this morning, I woke up to someone banging loudly and rapidly on my door. I didn't have to look, I knew who it was. I grabbed my phone, hit the video record button. Before I opened the door, I looked through the peephole and saw the dad and his son at my door. I opened up, and here is the following conversation.
"Where is the truck?" the dad shouted.
I reply, as calmly as I could, while coughing, "It was towed. You can call such and such company to make arrangements to get it back."
"You didn't have the right to tow it. You're gonna pay to get it back."
"I had every right to tow an unauthorized vehicle on my property. I told you not to park on my property, and you lot did it anyways. It blocked me from getting in my driveway last night. I told you I was going to have it towed after the last time you parked without my permission, and I won't be paying anything to get it back."
"You stole the truck, you effing female dog, and I'm calling the police. I'm gonna sue you."
"Oh, you know what? Go ahead. In the meantime, I'm sick and I'm going back to bed." I closed the door and just stood there for a moment. I looked out the peephole and they were still there. The dad started banging and was also ringing my doorbell non-stop. He knocked and rang my doorbell for another 4 minutes before giving up. At this point, I am still recording and I didn't turn off the video until he was gone. I turned and saw my kids standing there. The noise had gotten them up, and I just advised that if they were still feeling ill, go back to bed, because that's where I was going. Now, I will honestly say that I didn't think that he would call the police, but the dad did. It was about another half an hour, I really wasn't looking at the clock, and then I heard the doorbell ring. I got up, looked through the peephole, and a police officer was there. I opened the door and had the following conversation. Good morning, Mom. Sorry to bother you, but we've had a report from your neighbor. He is stating that you stole his son's truck by having it towed from the street, and we need to talk to you about this issue. Good morning, officer. Well, you see, my neighbor is only telling you half the story. I had his truck towed this morning from my driveway when I returned home from a minor emergency. I couldn't get into my driveway, and I've already told him twice that him and his family can't park on my property. This issue started last week, and I have emails to my HOA, pictures of his truck parked in my driveway this morning, and a video of my neighbor's visit this morning, where he called me names and told me he was going to sue me and called the police. I can show you all of that if you'd like. Yes, please. So you're saying that the truck in question was on your property without your permission and that you had it towed? Yeah. Last Tuesday, he asked if I would allow his son to park in my driveway. I told him no, and he got mad at me, flipping me off before leaving. Then, Friday evening, when I was leaving, I discovered that his son had parked in my driveway and I couldn't leave my garage. I went over and demanded they remove the vehicle, and I told them at that time that I would have the truck towed if they parked on my property again. I came home late this morning, and the truck was in my driveway, so I had it towed. I just want to confirm, you're saying that it wasn't parked on the street, but it was in your driveway, and you have proof of this? Yes, sir. If you give me a minute, I'll print off the emails that I sent to the HOA that documents the issue, and I will also show you the picture and video as well. With this, the officer said that he would wait for me to print everything off. Once I got the emails printed, I then returned to the door. I opened my photos app to the officer to show the truck in my driveway, timestamped. I handed my phone and printed emails to him. After looking at the photo, where you could clearly see my house in the background, the truck blocking the entrance, and that it was partially on the lawn, the officer then read the printouts. He handed my phone back to me and asked me to open the video that I had referenced while he went over to the lawn to look. I watched him look at the area and then take a few photos. I could see my neighbor and his whole family standing in their driveway watching me and the officer. The officer returned and I handed him back my phone with the video ready and he watched. After he finished watching my video, we had the following conversation. Alright, I'm gonna need a copy of that photo and video for my file. If I provide you with an email, would you be able to send it to me? Yes, sir. No problem. Okay, well, I've got enough information for my files to determine that the vehicle was not on public property and was in fact on your property. I've made a note that you did not give permission for the vehicle to be parked on the property. Based on the emails you gave me with dates and times, it appears you did in fact advise your neighbor not to park on your property. Would you like to file a trespassing report for this incident? Oh, absolutely. As you said that you're not feeling well, you can either file with me now or you can go online later. He got his business card out and was writing on it and then handed it to me. Here is my business card with my email address that you need to use to send me your photo and video. And the case number is on the card as well. Do you want to file with me now? Yeah, honestly, I'm exhausted and I would prefer to file online later. Okay, no worries. Reference this case number when you email your evidence and file the online report. Also, reference my name in the report. One more thing. I saw in the video where your neighbor stated he was going to sue you for having the truck towed. Now, he can sue you if he wants, so I'd advise that you keep all of the evidence you provided me with today, along with the case number I just gave you. Give it a few days and you can request a copy of the report and you'll want to keep that as well. If you decide to file an online report, you'll need to keep a copy of that too. I'm going to go and talk to your neighbor now, and sorry to have bothered you. No, thank you, officer, and I'm really sorry that you had to come out. Have a good day, Mom. Get some rest. And with that, I closed the door and went back to bed. However, I was so mad that I didn't get any sleep. A few hours ago, I sent off my photo, video, and another copy of the HOA emails to the email address the police officer gave me, and then I saved all of that information just in case. I also filed a trespassing report online. I then sat down and started typing the story. Not really sure where this is going to go, but I'm going to see it through. Now look, I know that I'm going to get a lot of pushback from people saying that I should have just knocked on the door and had them move the truck, but I feel that I was right to have the truck towed. I'd already told them twice not to park on my property, and it didn't stop, so that was the consequence. I'm going to post an update later if there is anything that comes of my report, or if the neighbour dad does actually follow up on his threat to sue me. I mean, look, what an absolute beast of a story that just was. And to be honest with you, I don't think that OP deserves any pushback. I really hope she didn't get any in the comments, because it's illegal what they're doing. You deserve to have a tow truck called on you. You're parking on someone else's property. After they said no, sorry, that's what you deserve. Like, I would love to add some more commentary here, but I mean, it's as simple as that in my opinion. Do you guys agree? If someone parks on your land and you've asked them not to, I mean, to be fair, you don't even have to ask them not to. It's nice to ask them not to, fair enough. Opie did that. But then, doing it again? Nah, get the tow truck in. Get that massive truck off to some, like, tow truck land. I don't know what it's called, like a land where they keep all the cars that have been towed. Why do you even need a big truck anyway? For your 16-year-old son. That's my question. Get him a little Fiat Punto. That'll suit him down to the ground. But OP, before you go, please do give us an update on what happens, because I want to know, you know, how the suing goes. That's the most interesting part about this whole thing. This dad is literally suing seemingly for the sake of it. I mean, he's got nothing to sue for. He was the one who was doing the wrong thing, you know, him and his son. Why would you sue? What are you going to gain? I want to see what comes from that. And I also want to see what comes from, you know, the trespassing legalities and stuff like that. So please do keep me updated, because I want to know. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this absolutely epic story. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want to see more, please do check out this video on screen. It's another one very similar to this one. And it's another phenomenal video, if I do say so myself. If you're new to the channel, subscribe up here and turn notifications on. That's very important, so you never miss out on one of my daily videos. With that all being said, I'll see you guys all tomorrow for a brand new one. Have a good day.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.